Job Interview 10, Career in Manufacturing. You've been working in maintenance as a coordinator, I see. What have you liked about the job?
I like the challenges the most. I work with the director to come up with ways to motivate and use the machines to their best capacity.
Have you had any big challenges at your last job that can display your leadership and communication skills?
My director created a new program for saving energy. For these changes to happen, I would have to train the staff to learn how to observe any energy loss the machines might have and how to be autonomous with their job.
Can you expand regarding your staff being autonomous, please?
What my director and I decided to do was to train each machine operator to learn how to repair any problems that might happen to their machine. We also gave them new guidelines on how to better preserve energy. This was important because if the workers could repair their own machines, it would save a lot of time for me and my director.
Can you tell me how you handled an emergency situation, if you had one before? If not, how did you prepare for a possible crisis?
My director and I were given strict guidelines from our corporate headquarters on what to do. It was our job to train our staff. We would have emergency drills every 2 months. We also had monthly checks on the machines to make sure they were running properly.
Have you ever had to settle a conflict between two workers?
Never a strong conflict, but I have had disagreements and arguments that have happened. I believe in open communication, and my door is always open. I would bring in one at a time to get their story, and then both together after talking to them privately. I believe in listening and being empathetic. It always worked.
Manufacturing can be quite repetitive and stressful. Did you have any methods to help ease this with your staff?
Yes. I had a room that was called the timeout room. This was where they could play cards, music, or relax on the sofa during their break. They seemed to like this because it showed that we cared enough about them.
I see. The timeout room seems to be also a good place for employees complaining of repetitive strain injury.
Definitely.
And what are your strengths, in your opinion?
I am a strong communicator and motivator. I expect a lot from my workers, but I give a lot back as a leader. I am quite organized and have a systematic way of keeping track of overhead and maintenance problems.